Mo Brooks calls out weak kneed, debt junkie, America last Republicans who funded Biden's Afghan resettlement. By John Binder on February 21, 2022. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, who is also running for U.S. Senate, is calling out weak kneed, debt junkie, America last Republicans who helped fund President Joe Biden's limitless Afghan resettlement operation that has brought unvetted Afghans to the U.S. who pose significant security risks, according to the Defense Department. As Breitbart News reported, an explosive Department of Defense, DOD, Inspector General, IG, report reveals that Biden's agencies failed to properly vet Afghans arriving in the U.S. as of November 2021. The report states 50 Afghans already in the U.S. have been flagged for significant security concerns. Most of the unvetted Afghans flagged for possible terrorism ties, the report states, have since disappeared into the nation's interior. In one instance, the report noted that only 3 of 31 Afghans flagged months ago for security concerns could be located. The first duty of any government is to protect its citizens, Brooks told Breitbart News in a statement. Joe Biden is both incapable and unwilling to perform his duty. Middle Eastern and illegal aliens are driven in unmarked vans and flown and dumped across America in the dark of night. Many are dangerous security risks. Yet the federal government often does not even know where they are. The operation is only possible thanks to congressional funding, where a total of 34 House Republicans and as many as 19 Senate Republicans voted with Democrats last year to greenlight $6.4 billion and another $7 billion in American taxpayer money to resettle an endless flow of Afghans into U.S. communities. Those Republicans who voted with Democrats include Senator Richard Shelby, RL, who supported giving Biden an additional $7 billion in funds for the operation even after reports circulated at the time that the plan posed grave security risks to Americans. These Middle Eastern and illegal alien programs are funded by weak-kneed, debt-junkie Reno Republicans and Socialist Democrats alike. Brooks said, Republicans should be fighting these threats with every tool at our disposal, not voting with Democrats who cause incalculable damage and death to American citizens. Brooks is co-sponsoring legislation to give American towns, cities, counties, and states veto power over refugee resettlement, ensuring communities can halt all refugees to their area if they so choose. The plan would require refugees to prove they can easily assimilate to American life before securing visas. In addition, Brooks has issued the Local Control Act that would give localities the power to decline the resettlement of illegal aliens, as well as refugees, in their communities. Americans shouldn't be forced to risk terrorism, illegal alien crime, job losses, wage suppression, or any other number of things by a bipartisan America Last coalition that is dead set on weakening America, the greatest nation in history, Brooks said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.